Welcome to With Heart and Wonder. This is a place for us to explore heart-centered living and to celebrate what it means to live with wonder, with awe and appreciation for the possibilities that are within us and around us. I'm Megan Johnston, and I am truly so honored and excited that you are here. Let's dive in and journey together. Welcome to episode 97 of With Heart and Wonder. Every time I introduce an episode now, I will be really honest, I keep thinking about just how close we are to 100 episodes and how wild that feels. Truly, I'm so grateful for you being here and being a part of this community and this journey. It honestly means so much to me. Today's episode is going to be, in a way, really basic, but sometimes I think it's those really basic things that can really stump us up, and it can be so helpful to be reminded of those foundational blocks that actually can make things so much easier. So this episode, I was inspired to share because there's these like two sticky areas that show up a lot, whether it's with coaching clients that I'm working with or just people in general, like people that I'm talking to. And it's whenever we're trying to create a change or a shift in our life, when we want to feel differently and we're undertaking this journey to get there. And I really like the metaphor of a journey because I just think there's something like any time that we're looking to shift or create change, there's an element of what it is we're expecting. And I like the idea of a journey because there's also a lot of things along the way that can surprise and delight us. I think about like if I'm heading out for a hike and there might be some landmarks that I know I'm going to see. But then there's also so much beauty in these little moments that I never could have predicted. Things like how the dewdrops glisten on a leaf, or seeing a bird that is moving through its migratory pathway and that I wouldn't normally see. There's these little things that are unpredictable, which sometimes can be even more beautiful than the thing that we're expecting. And also that it's like a process that, you know, our desire to create a shift or to create change never happens instantaneously, but it's a process that has ups and downs and exciting things and also sometimes challenges along the way. You know, like the steep hill of a hike, but you get the view at the top. There's an element that sometimes we have to kind of work for things, and that isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it is something we can be prepared for. So let's talk about this desire to create a change and the two foundational things that are so important for you to get curious about and to start to work towards clarity on. Now, I say that, and I know, like even in my body, I can instantly feel like, ooh, that feels like pressure, this idea of clarity. But I'm really inviting you to get really playful and curious and open-hearted about clarity. Like we don't need to be like laser sharp, but there is a way in which we have to have like a general sense of these two different areas. So let's talk about them. And like I said, it's so basic, but I'm going to share the two areas, and then I'm also going to share what happens when we're leaning more towards one or the other, which basically we're always doing, but how that can manifest, and then how you can start to work with this awareness to support yourself. So the two super basic things that you need to get a sense of if you're looking to create a shift or a change in your life or to feel differently is where you are and where you want to go. I know, so basic, right? But let's talk about this for a second because it can be really challenging to hold space for both at the same time. it's so common for us to be in this space of just like really in our current experience so much that we can't even envision a different way of being. When we're in that kind of a place, some of the things that can happen are a lot of resistance showing up to doing things differently. This can be like a place where there's some excuses and justifications and analysis that's coming up where we're justifying where we are, which is always okay, but in a way that justification and those excuses can block us from connecting to a possibility of doing things differently. And so sometimes when we're like really in like our current experience and we're not letting ourselves dream and envision what could be possible or how we want to feel, what that ends up feeling like in our bodies is this feeling of like stuckness or stagnancy. It feels almost like there's like a wall in front of you. And it can feel really disheartening. And it can make it really hard to take any sort of action forward, because which direction do you go in if you don't know where you're trying to go? This is where that paralysis and inaction can set in. Or sometimes what can happen is we, through like sheer willpower and force, we move forward. But then because we can't see the bigger vision of where we're going, there's this tendency to then stop. It's like start, stop, start, stop. Because we can't necessarily connect to the why. Why are we taking this effort of going through this journey if we don't entirely know where we're trying to go? Now, on the other side, what happens when you know where you want to go, but you're not paying attention to where you are? So in this scenario, there's a desire and a connectedness to what it is that you're trying to achieve or go after, but almost this like willful ignorance of your current state, your current energy capacity, your current needs. And when we bypass ourself and our needs like this, and don't pay attention to like, where am I right now? We can set these really lofty expectations for ourselves, and it can be really inspiring. But then what happens is as we go after that thing, it becomes often unsustainable, because we're not necessarily being realistic about where we're starting from. Let's use a silly example here. So let's pretend that I'm trying to make a journey on foot. Like we can think way, way back in the day. I'm trying to make a journey on foot where I end up in Los Angeles. That journey is going to look entirely different in terms of the pacing and my expectations and how I prepare for it if I'm traveling from San Diego, or if I'm traveling from New York City, or if I'm traveling from Florida, or if I'm traveling from Canada or Mexico. There's a way in which direction and proximity and length and all of these things can play into our ability to get where we're trying to go. And if we're ignoring where we're starting from, it's really hard to plan in an intentional way. Like the amount of food and sustenance that I would bring with me on that journey would be entirely different if I'm traveling from within the same state or if I'm traveling from another country. And so this is why when I'm working with people in a coaching capacity, the two things that we start by figuring out are where they are and where they want to go. And then the in-between, that is a thing that can kind of evolve and be in process, like what that journey looks like. But we need to have those two coordinates, generally speaking, on a map. Now, I say generally because we don't always know exactly where we want to go or even exactly where we are. But having a general sense can be enough to start to help us map out that journey and more clarity can come. There's a way in which, right, like sometimes you don't know how unique your situation is or was until you start to experience something different. And that's okay. Why I bring up these two areas is really just an invitation. Again, if you're someone who is looking to create a shift or to feel differently, it's an invitation to get curious if you've been focusing more on where you are right now or where you're trying to go. In any given moment, we're usually favoring one over the other. And so this doesn't mean that you need to switch to the other. That's not the point at all. It's more just how can you hold space for both? How can you check in with both where you are and where you're trying to go so that you can create this change or this shift in a way that feels empowering, where you feel like there's direction, but also sustainable, where you're truly taking into account your energy and your capacity so that you can make the full journey rather than going super hard and then burning out. I'm so curious myself to hear if this episode sparked any realizations for you. In particular, I would love to hear if lately you've been favoring more that vision of where you want to go or more that awareness of where you are. You can reach out to me either on Instagram, it's at Megan L. Johnston, or by email, hello@meganjohnston.com. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our next episode, where we'll be exploring a really fun conversation about the way in which creating time and space for the things that bring you joy and delight can create more connection in your life. I can't wait to share that with you. Until then, keep living with heart and wonder.